The ACLU's latest battle and its memo to schools to stop blocking gay websites. Wow. Also, we're going to talk about more of the fallout from the Guantanamo Bay interrogation techniques. And believe it or not, we'll lighten the load on this show because I think we all need to laugh. And how are we going to do that? Well, of course, we have news you can abuse, the upside down, all around crazy stuff. Also, the Daily Salute. And this is a good salute, I think, and it has to do with the families of the USS Cole way back when. We'll also talk about the Craigslist killer, a guy who was described as personable, successful, had a bright future, was a second-year med student from Boston University, and boy, did he really go after one woman, finally piercing her heart with a bullet. I'll explain. Lured the women through ads on Craigslist, answering ads on Craigslist. And, of course, why do people not get this? Email, that's part of how they nailed this guy, which I think is a good thing. But he led them to through the trail. The breadcrumbs were the emails. And we're also going to tell you about some of the more interesting birthdays on the horizon. And that includes Valerie Bertinelli. So lots of reasons to hang around. And cloning. Oh, yeah, cloning. Did you ever think you'd be able to see a clone of yourself? Would you want a clone of yourself? There's a great question. Boy, there's a can of worms. How do you feel about cloning? Let's start, though, with what I first mentioned here. And there's massive ripples happening around the country as far as the interrogating, the waterboarding, and some of the things that they did. Obviously, we've gone through them now for a couple of days on the show. And of course, the other side of the story is released that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed eventually gave up some information about a possible terrorist attack in Los Angeles, a plane being flown into a building as the second wave, and it didn't happen. Because my deal is, okay, you use these techniques. Were the techniques in any way successful? Did it yield any information? Originally, Barack Obama, who just the other day was at the CIA, told the people that he spoke to in the auditorium that he has, you know, respect for them. It's a tough job when you're dealing with people who have no soul and will do anything, and went on to say that, you know, none of the people who meted out the punishment should worry, because they would not be, you know, there would be no prosecutions. And in fact, what was said on Monday is, let's move away from this dark day in our history. Now, it's a little bit different. Now, Obama's backpedaling on that and saying the people who crafted the memos or the higher-ups could face some prosecution. Somebody obviously said, hey, you know what? Congress is pushing for this, and they're not just going to stand for these techniques. They're going to open up an investigation and go after a few people. So my question to you is the same one that I've been talking about. Is this fair? Is this just? And should this administration and the Congress go after those who had anything to do with the memos and the approval of what happened at Gitmo? Waterboarding, by the way, done to three of the highly valued detainees. And when I say highly valued, not in the truest sense of the word, other than that they were the worst of the bunch. And now, of course, we have to, what, pay their native countries to take them back? We have to bribe people to take these detainees back because nobody wants them? Please. Here's what Barack Obama said today.
This has been a difficult chapter in our history. and one of the tougher decisions that I've had to make as president. On the one hand, we have very real enemies out there, and we rely on some very courageous people, not just in our military, but also in the Central Intelligence Agency, to help protect the American people. And they have to make some very difficult decisions because, as I mentioned yesterday, they're confronted with an enemy that doesn't have scruples, that isn't constrained by constitutions, aren't constrained by legal niceties. Having said that, the OLC memos that were released reflected, in my view, us losing our moral bearings. That's why I've discontinued those enhanced interrogation programs. For those who carried out some of these operations within the four corners of legal opinions or guidance that had been provided from the White House, I do not think it's appropriate for them to be prosecuted. With respect to those who formulated those legal decisions, I would say that that is going to be more of a decision for the Attorney General within the parameters of various laws, and I don't want to prejudge that.
All right, he said he didn't want to prejudge it, and, you know, there's a lot of different things working against, I think, the prosecuting of some of the people that were responsible for it, and also in the other direction as well. Because, you know, one thing that the memos apparently didn't account for was the Geneva Conventions, which the U.S. Supreme Court, of course, ruled govern American treatment of all foreign detainees, lawful or even unlawful. And the third of those conventions forbids touching the person that you've detained in any other way than for the sole purpose of getting them from place to place if they won't go voluntarily and when they're told to do so. So there you go. I mean, there's lots of definitions of torture, right? And the waterboarding is the key thing that has gotten stuck, I think, in everyone's craw. And certainly we've had calls about it here on the show. But here's the bottom line. The CIA, this was after 9/11, the CIA was told to get the information. They were told where the lines were drawn. And now, despite all of those things, they're releasing the memos, first of all, which was a bungled up mistake anyway. So the president answers the call of the pressure from people who are outraged and kicks open the door for prosecuting the lawyers of the Bush administration who wrote the torture memos, the so-called torture memos, right? And that cleared the way for the CIA to use those interrogation methods when questioning any of those suspected terrorists. So will those attorneys end up facing prison sentences anytime soon? Should they receive prison sentences? What do you think, America? I thought we were turning the page on this. Apparently not. 800-259-5791. Kate on ATN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase 2 items and receive a 3rd absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how.
President Obama says we are losing our moral bearings here in the U.S. because of what's been called torture techniques, the harsh methods of waterboarding, face slapping, sleep deprivation, and other sorts of techniques. So the bottom line is these secret documents were released, and we know what they all spelled out. We talked about how many times Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded 183 times, but what we didn't know until today, or some of us knew a little bit ahead of time, but now it's officially been thrown out there, is that the attack in Los Angeles was averted because of doing that to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. So we've got unprotected folks who are attorneys who drew up these memos that they were asked to draw up as to where you can go and what you can do. And I think that now certainly there is a different kind of understanding of the Al-Qaeda network and the good and the bad and the ugly of this whole thing is it's not going away tomorrow. There's going to be hearings. It's going to be dragged out. And the types of things, the specifics of what you can do to a prisoner, which I think really pretty much we've already gone down that path, are going to be even more refined as to, you know, nailing it down as to real, real specifics. So, in other words, if these techniques work, we know we'll never see them again. And, of course, that was one of the things that Obama got rid of when he became president. But my question to you is the same thing. People were asked to carry out the interrogations. They were given the orders. They should definitely have immunity. But I think that goes for the attorneys, too, because it's the same thing. They were asked to draw up that information. I don't know. You be the judge, America. I think it's bogus that the president went back and flip-flopped and took a different route. Certainly that is his prerogative. But, boy, it didn't seem that way on Monday, and now here we are a day later, and we're getting served something different. Stu is listening to us in Kentucky on WVLK. Stu, what say you?
Great job, Kate. I want to tell you, first of all, you do a great job. I listen to you almost every night. Fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
did I hear our president spew that M-word out of his mouth?
Yes.
This is a guy who, you got to be kidding me, he don't even know how to spell more, let alone live it. I mean, and he said it was one of his tougher decisions. What about when he decided to put us so deep in debt on our deficit? I don't know. You know, he said his administration wasn't going to prosecute. He wasn't going to have no part of it. And it's like you said, he's playing a John Kerry. He's flip-flopping now, and he's saying, well, I'm going to leave it up to Eric Holder. And it's just unbelievable. Everything this administration does is totally just unbelievable. I mean, every day.
See, I agree. And you know what? Here's what I think, Stu. See if this works for you. And I'm not rooting against Obama because he's the guy in office, right? So if things turned around and it was a little bit different and there was more fair play, then bravo, right? I mean, he might not have been my cup of tea, but the bottom line is he's the president. But here's the thing. We keep seeing this repeated over and over again, the mistakes. I'm going to have this person in, they vet them out, and then they owe taxes. This person down the line, right? You know, four or five people deep. Then you have, but we can even throw that aside because that's not big compared to some of the other stuff. But the constant reversal, I think what it is he's a rock star president and he wants to be popular. He wants to be loved. So if there's pressure from the left or pressure from people who just flat out don't agree, oh, that's terrorism or that's torture techniques, then he flips in the other direction to appease the people who are suddenly, you know, complaining and beating down the doors of the White House. So it every day is a different game plan. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of Andy Reid when he's trying to drop a game plan for the Philadelphia Eagles and they blow it because I don't think he knows what he's doing Sunday to Sunday. Every Sunday is something different, and I think we keep getting something different every single week, don't you?
Oh, without a doubt. Let me tell you something. If I rather have a president who's up there just politicking to try to get that next election for that next $300,000, and I wasn't a big Bush fan. George Bush did a lot. He dropped the ball on a lot of things, but I feel that my family was safe. I felt I was safe and our whole country was safer. But if I have a choice between having a man that has some kind of morals and beliefs, and it may not be the most popular thing, but he believes in his heart he's right, versus a man who's doing it just to make sure he gets that next vote, looks good, smiles big, I'm going to take the guy with the morals and goes from the heart, because usually when you go from the heart and the gut instinct, usually you're more along the lines of being right.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, Stu, thanks. We appreciate your support.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks for calling the show. Our longtime listener, Mark in New York, I'm sure he's busting at the seams to talk about this. He's listening to us on WSTC in Connecticut. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Kate, really quick, just let me go back to one other show. Something we talked about, and I was right, you were right. The Chinese, they want hard assets. They're going around the world. I made a comment that they could tell us that they don't want any more of our debt. They want all the coal under West Virginia. They're going around the world, and there's a chance that they want their assets. They want hard assets, and something else also. Apparently, Iran and Israel are about to go at it, and I want that'll come up in 2 minutes, well, 1 minute. But everybody should focus on 9/11. Don't focus. You know, we're not going to go back to how, who knew what, who knew where it happened, why it happened. But the CIA torture memos, okay? You can bet your bottom dollar that if he puts this in the hands of Eric Holder, those guys will be prosecuted.
Yep.
And like Dick Cheney said, he wants everything redacted or not redacted and put out in the open, because this is what I believe. Since 9/11, they said there's some attacks have been thwarted. One of them was probably a Beslan type attack. These guys, what happens when they attack our schools? That's the next thing they're going to do, Kate. And if it can be avoided or if it was stopped, they're going to keep on coming and keep on coming. We can argue till the cows come home about the New World Order and what allowed 9/11 to happen. But our country is so – either he knows exactly what he's doing, Obama, or he knows nothing what he's doing. Or the
right.
Puppet masters that put him in office, like the George Soros and the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't just spouting these names. I know what I'm talking about.
Right, I agree.
Either he knows nothing what he's doing or everything he's doing. And after 9/11, the NSA put up the wiretaps. And did you see Jane Harmon on Andrea
Yes.
Mitchell? She pulled a Blagojevich. She said, bring it on. Listen, my dear friend Sam in Canada, this is not an anti-Semitic call.
But Israel has had spies in this country forever. She
yeah.
did go to AIPAC, and she did run interference. But my point is, NSA set up the wiretaps, and now you see what they're doing, Kate? They're snagging everybody. And I think it's good because you got people in office that think they're above us all and they can do whatever they want, and they're leaving us defenseless and helpless. So Harman is on her way out, and it's probably going to be squashed because either Israel will go after Iran or maybe another terrorist attack. And God forbid, I don't want it. But I guarantee you, John Gittuk, he wrote the book called Terror at Beslan. This is what these people want to come after. And if it happens, they're going to blame everybody but the people that are allowing in this country because of our lax immigration. They got this creep pirate. Just give them back to the Somalis. My point is, after 9/11, all this came up. You know, they gave these guys the permission, get the information, and now they're saying, no, we're going to prosecute you. They're trying to destroy us from within, Kate. And
I agree. It's
ridiculous. You know, the puppet masters are pulling a string. But you see, if they're going to go after the soft underbelly is the schools with our kids because there's no armed guards in the schools. That's what they're going to come after. And if, God forbid, they use a so-called assault weapons, they're going to clamp down and blame us for these kids. And all they got to do is grab a school bus, Kate. I'm not trying to give anybody ideas. Believe me, these guys, if they can fly planes, they can take over trains, the subways. They probably tried to stop these attacks. But, you know, the NSA is wiretapping everybody. And even our government is admitting that now that the spies got into it, they hacked into our military aircraft and our defenses, our electrical grid. They're leaving us wide open, Kate, leaving us wide open. And, oh, man, just thanks for giving me.
I know. All right, Mark, thanks. And Mark has passion for this country, and that's why we respect Mark. And he calls the show a lot. He's called the show for the past 3 years, and it's what he and I have been talking about from the very beginning, the 3-plus years that I have been sitting here talking to all of you across America and soliciting your opinions and trying to have that free flow exchange of ideas. Whether you agree or disagree with what I say, that's fine. Bring it on. Absolutely. That's what this is about. And you can call, of course, that 800 number that we've been throwing out, and that 800 number is 1-800. Do I need to say the one, though? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. More of the same in a few.
I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Yeah, blogging is pretty popular these days. There's all kinds of blogging, political sites galore. I could name a ton of them for you, and I will if you want to know some of them. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The two interesting places to check, because you always see the stories and the difference of opinion, the Huffington Post is one, and the other, of course, is the Drudge Report. On the Huffington Post today, they talked about the harsh interrogation tactics that were used to, this was the headline, Senate report, harsh interrogation tactics used to find Iraq Al-Qaeda link. Now, a much different point of view on the Drudge Report, talking about the fact that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed did give up the fact that there was a second wave of attacks coming and a plane was supposed to fly into a building in Los Angeles and that attack was thwarted. In reading the blogs, which there's all kinds of various opinions, and that's, I guess, the beauty of the blogging. It also can be the downside of it when you look at some of the comments people make. But just in the structure of a forum with the various thoughts flying around out there, much like America Tonight when we solicit calls and emails at americatonight.net, Sean Penn did a blog, and when I read, this is what made me read it. Sean Penn, Obama's critics are bitter and impotent. And specifically what he's talking about, forget about the Hugo Chavez thing, which to me, because he's a butcher of many of his people, of course, Sean Penn's not going to see that side when he goes and embraces Chavez and is friendly with them and they have the free exchange of ideas, blah, blah, blah. But we'll just take the one part where he says that once again, the simple-minded media and the pundits are confused And I'm reading his first couple of lines about the nature of Americanism and language. When President Obama today inferred consideration of holding former administration officials accountable to law, he was immediately accused of violating his belief that we should look forward. And you know what? I think Sean Penn and everybody else listening to this, that's exactly what he did. It's not that you can't change your opinion, but in something of this nature, where you were talking about first releasing those memos and saying, but listen, I just want everyone to know you will not face prosecution. I'm backing you up. Let's move forward, blah, blah, blah. Then there is pressure, Sean Penn, from the Democrats on the Hill who want blood, who want fresh meat, who want to go after the people that are responsible for whatever techniques happened at Gitmo after 9/11. So a day after going to the CIA, telling the people, I know your job's hard, and I know that, you know, you're dealing with people who have no moral compass, but we do as Americans, and we're moving forward and all this other stuff. You might as well forget, made that speech to those people, because this is going back. This is going back. As a president, he certainly has the right to make those calls. And we have the right to disagree in either direction. But I don't think it's being simple-minded. I think it's looking at whoever was president and the fact that this pure and simple, it is a flip-flop. It's a flip-flop of the worst kind, because you're embracing the CIA and then saying, okay, so we're not going to, if you're the soldier that actually put the water on Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's head, I think you're going to be okay. If you're the guy in the suit that crafted the memo, you're screwed. I mean, let's just call it what it is. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hi, Kate.
What do you think, Don, about this big reversal?
Does it surprise you? The idea is for the Democrats to keep the Republicans in the news as the bad guy, as the evil, you know, they don't want
the evil empire,
et cetera.
The evil empire. It's, you know what? It's like, if we're moving forward, first of all, whether you thought, you know, Bush did this wrong, that wrong, and everything else wrong, or any other administration, then you're moving forward, and that's supposedly what was happening. Now it seems like we keep dipping back into the well, and then there's this constant reversal. I said this earlier when Stu called us. You have no idea, Don, from day to day, what you're getting. It's doublespeak at its worst.
Well, let me tell you something, Kate. First of all, you understand that Democrats are wussies, okay? They believe, just like our little wussy friends over in Europe, you know, everything's kumbaya and everybody will love everybody and it doesn't matter what you are, just join hands together. And let me explain to you why this is evident, okay? These guys want to sit back, alright, and it's obvious they think if everybody's part of this all thing, you know, I gotta tell you, well, something else is on my mind that I gotta share with you and I think it'll lead into this, okay? I watched a special on the History Channel, of course, 2-hour documentary they did on killing Pablo. And I happened to read the book a few years back, and it was about how they went about getting Pablo Escobar down in Colombia. And I didn't think I told you, when I went there on my mission for the church, I originally went to Colombia, and I was there for 1 month before the church pulled us out because Pablo started blowing things up. Okay, and then they sent us to Ecuador since it was the country right next to Colombia. But in any case, though, I've always been fascinated, read a lot of stuff on the story and how this guy actually accumulated more wealth than the Colombian government. Okay, and the thing was, is they were trying to act like our wonderful little liberals do. You know, we got this set of morals and values. We won't stoop this low, just like Al-Qaeda does, you know, just like chopping or cutting off a kid's head right on video camera, you know. You know, we won't play that dirty because we are something more special, okay? Well, you know what got Escobar, okay? It wasn't America. The Americans helped out quite a bit. The Colombians were doing their share. There was a group of people that organized and started acting just like he did. They started blowing his things up, going after his family, going after his people. You know, they were called Los Pepes, okay? and there were people against Pablo Escobar because he was just killing people left and right. And it was because somebody got downright dirty and nasty, just as evil as he was. That's how you fight evil, Kate. You don't sit back and say, oh, well, we'll be, you know, we'll act like the British did back in the revolutionary times, but we'll just stand out there in the open field and challenge them as men to come out and fight while Americans were hiding behind trees shooting at them, okay? I mean, you've got to get downright dirty and nasty to beat these guys. And if it meant waterboarding and torture as to some of the things that they did, okay, to stop attacks on Americans, that's getting downright nasty and dirty along with them. Because you know what? They're doing the exact same thing to our people when they capture them, you know?
Oh, absolutely. But the thing is, Don, what will happen is then somebody will call and say, yeah, but we're a moral country. We don't do that. And that's right. We don't cut people's heads off. We're not hanging them. We're not fire squatting them. We're not doing any of that. Three guys were waterboarded. That's the gist of it. Three guys were waterboarded. Should they have been waterboarded to the amount? Well, I don't know. I wasn't in the room. The bottom line is what I wanted to know was what were the results. And apparently the results say in the memos that we never heard about is that, yes, a plane could have and was supposed to be hijacked and fly into a building in L.A. And guess what, Don? It wasn't because Khalid Sheikh Mohammed gave it up because he was tired of feeling like he was drowning.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Kate. I understand. It's not hard to understand, you know, the moral, you know, we need to stand the high road and be better than these. If we drop as low and dirty as these people, then we're no better than them, okay? I understand that concept. But history points it out. You will not beat your enemy thinking like that. You will lose, okay? That is what history teaches time after time again, okay? I understand the concept of wanting to be the country of law, and we don't do these things, et cetera. But these people are willing. They kill their own people, Kate. They kill their own women and children. They don't care what they blow up, okay? I mean, that's unethical, immoral in the first place. Okay? Now, I'm not saying we should go in and blow up their women and children intentionally, okay?
Right.
But what
right.
I am trying to say is that if you don't fight as dirty as, just like how they got Pablo, okay? You know, he would have still been alive today if they'd have taken this pacifist, we're not going to get as dirty and deep as he is to catch him, you know? I don't know. I just, it's unbelievable. And now, we'll see what kind of attorney general we have right now, because when these orders were issued to be able to do what they did, it wasn't against the law. Okay?
That's right.
So if he goes back now and says, oh, but we're going to, you know, that's kind of like saying, I got a ticket doing 60 miles an hour 20 years ago when the speed limit was 55, you know? And now it's the speed limit's 65, you know, and you still get a ticket, you know, going 60, you know. The speed limit's 65, you know. You can't go back and say, oh, well, because the law says now you can't do this, you know. We're going to nail you for a crime that you committed before the law said you couldn't do it, you know. I thought we had this understanding, like you pointed out, with Obama, you know, that we're going to move forward. And we're just going, you know, we won't do that anymore. Maybe we don't need to do that kind of tactics anymore. You know, we haven't been attacked yet, thank goodness, again. But I'm telling you, Kate, these people, these liberals, they just, you know, this kumbaya feeling, and we can't hurt a fly. And if we think that way, the whole world will think that way, and nobody will come after us. That's a bunch of baloney.
Well, yeah, I agree. Hey, thanks, Don. I think a lot of what's happening is not increasing our safety or even our civil liberties in any kind of a sense. The bottom line is a terrorist is in discomfort and fear, but it saved lives. Which is better? You tell me, America.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level?
Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's T-O-B-E-Natural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Man only thinks about the, you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, there ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a, keep looking at me, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Okay, just to reiterate what's happened so far here on America Tonight, the big topic of discussion is, of course, and it should be, the thread we've been following on the CIA. The CIA confirming that waterboarding the 9/11 mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, led to information that actually aborted another attack on L.A. This time it would have been a plane hijacked and flying into a building.
Frank, does that waterboard really work?
Oh, you bet. I got Dee to admit the thing she never did.
Well, then it works.
A little levity. Obama, of course, has banned waterboarding and all that sort of stuff. We know that. But, you know, it's interesting, and I just happened to read this somewhere. The Defense Department isn't actually saying if it still waterboards military trainees because, you know, getting them ready. And now that all this information is out there and everybody else, of course, has the information, and we already went down that road when it was first released on Thursday. I didn't think it was a great idea. I get about being a little bit more transparent and everything isn't, ooh, cover up, secret, secret. But at the same time, I think there is a squiggly line, and you have to decide how much you want that line erased and at what cost. Here's the thing. We are walking around with our flip phones, our sidekicks, our giant plasma TVs that we come home to, and we're in the bubble. It's the bubble. And the bubble could burst again if we're not careful. So how far is too far, and ultimately what do you have to do to protect the citizens of the United States? Probably a lot of things that many of us never wanted to hear about in the first place. So Khalid Sheikh Mohammed absolutely thought he was drowning 183 times in 1 month. But guess what? He wasn't saying a damn thing before that happened. And finally got to the point where he coughed it up and an attack was stopped. That's the deal. Okay? So you have to decide. If the bubble gets pierced, boy, everybody will be singing a different tune, I think. But really, the main gist of what we've been talking about is the fact that, okay, now we have a little thread of this did work, but this was the cost of what had to happen. Obama said not wanting to prosecute, not wanting to go after the people involved. Let's move forward. Now it's called, let's go back on what I said. And actually, there is a possibility they could be prosecuted. And that, I think, is a mistake. I think it's a mistake because I think it's a mistake to reassure the people at the CIA and then tell them that, you know, some of them could still face the prosecutions and that, or the investigations, et cetera, that would lead to prosecutions. And that, of course, means the people who actually drew up the memos most likely. I'm sure we haven't heard the last of this. Hey, it's time to lighten the load as well here for a minute on America Tonight. I was going to go in a different direction. In fact, I mentioned it with a daily salute. But then I found out about this story. I heard about it earlier in the day and actually got a text from somebody I know that lives in Tampa, but it's made national news. There's a Tampa high school kid who pitched his way into a serious record for the state. Yeah. A fourth straight no-hitter. What kind of arm does this kid have? He's a senior at a high school in Newport Richey. He struck out 17 batters on Monday in a 5-0 win. He broke a 24-year-old state record, and he's recorded 60 strikeouts, has 30 straight hitless innings. Wow. This kid is going to the University of Florida now. And look for him, as long as his arm holds up, as somebody who could, you know, he's got a ways to go, but he's somebody who could make it in the pros if he has the right stuff. And apparently he has an incredible little curveball that he throws into the mix. And obviously he can bring some heat because a couple of the guys were just completely whiffing it. So that is my new daily salute. Do we have some applause from the audience that was asleep? Yeah, just like Donovan Madsen, poor Matt Johnson, he had no idea what he was signing up for when he signed up to be a part of this show. He, too, has to run out and fetch Starbucks or Krispy Kreme or some other cheap version of coffee. What's the cheapest coffee you can get in Minneapolis, Matt?
The cheapest?
Yeah, that's not, you know, because you've got 60 live members of that audience there. So what kind of coffee did you run?
Caribou coffee.
What kind?
Caribou.
Okay, so next time, instead of going to Starbucks and charging poor Ted Anderson that kind of money, I guess you can go to Caribou.
There we go. Or we could just run down to the local gas station.
That's right, because they probably haven't made a pot of coffee in 10 hours.
Right.
That's the problem. Nothing like getting that burnt coffee. You know, after the fact, oh, it's the worst. The burnt coffee is the worst. I'm a coffee freak, as many of you know who have listened to the show. And I often complain that living in Dallas, I did not find myself in situations where I was getting great coffee. There's a place called Cafe Brazil that someone turned me on to, and they have decent coffee, but it's warm coffee. I hate that, like, sort of tepid or room temperature coffee. Eh, doesn't do the job for me. I like a place called Wawa. Anybody listening to me from New Jersey or Philadelphia, you know what I'm talking about. And they kind of have it in some of the places in New York, but not too many. It's primarily in that area, but they make really fresh coffee and all kinds of different coffee. And it's just rows and rows of coffee. And none of it is ever left for any serious length of time. And that's, you know, that's the key. I mentioned this earlier on America Tonight. But, boy, a lot of people want to be governor of the great state of California. And California, when you sign up to be the governor there, especially now, boy, you certainly have a lot of sorting out to do. Look at what Schwarzenegger was faced with all the shortfalls and having to have a lot of the state employees go away because, frankly, they couldn't afford to pay them anymore. It's like I was making the joke that if you went to the DMV, you'd be lucky if after 5 hours you finally got waited on because they had no choice but to figure out a way to trim the budget because they were the state of California is drowning in so much debt. And how much debt can we continue to pile on just in general to the people behind us in this country after everything that's now that we've just keep pushing and pushing those trillions? I don't see how they'll ever be able to get out of it. Anybody in their 20s, anybody younger than that, my nephew who's 7, his generation will still be paying it off, and I don't think they'll be able to pay it off. I mean, I hate to end on a sour note, but it's just the facts. You start to look at that amount, and I don't see how they're going to be able to do it. And that's the scary thing. So that was that element of the Tea Party that so many people left off last week. Not just about the taxes, but about the trillions in the deficit that is sitting there, not being chipped away at, that is just going to sink so many of the futures behind us. And who knows, who knows how long it will be, if ever, because I don't think they ever can pay it off. That will hang over the heads of the future generations, unfortunately. Got a couple of quick emails. You can send me an email, day or night at americatonight.net, as I am fond of saying. Got one here from Vern. Vern says, Kate, nice job. Loved the show. Who was the nut that called you earlier? Does he know how lucky that network is? I promise this is not a relative of mine. Here's one from Jeff. Jeff says, Kate, I agree with you, unfortunately, about the whole waterboarding thing. I do think it's brutal, but at the same time, hearing the rest of the story, it makes sense. How would the people in Los Angeles feel if that wasn't done, a plane ripped through one of their major buildings and killed a bunch of people? Not to mention the people on the plane, because it was another one of those hijacking deals. So that's the bottom line. Hey, despite everything we talk about in between the lines here on this show or outside of the lines, it's all cool and groovy. If you disagree with me, just like Eric did, I'm totally fine with that. You can jingle these numbers anytime at 800-259-5791. Just remember, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth.
Well, she's acceptable, Your Honor.